Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, on my Don't Look Now series, there are stories about me and crazy things that have happened with animals in the wild. And hey, what do you expect? I'm the environmental scientist. I'm in the wild all the time, and these things happen. Well, you've heard the story about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the song There Was Dasher and Prancer, but the most famous happened to be Rudolph. But you also know about the chipmunks. There is Alvin, Theodore, Simon. But the most famous of all is Ralph. So today we got to talk about Ralph. You see, I have these beautiful organic gardens outside my home. One of them is my prized possession, organic strawberry gardens. Strawberries and blueberries are absolutely my favorite fruits of all. But you see, when I go out to the organic strawberry patch, I get out there and I will pick this huge bowl of strawberries every day. Except the problem is half of them have been bitten into by chipmunks. You know what? And I really mean this. With all the different critters around my property, I don't mind sharing some of my fruits and vegetables with them. Not a problem. But you see, the chipmunks, they will take a bite out of one strawberry and then go on to the next one. Take a bite. Hey, I don't mind if you eat the whole strawberry, but they're just like really destroying like half the crop of what I'm trying to pick every day. So I set out these safe traps. And a safe trap is just that. One side is closed, the other side open, little piece of fruit inside of it, pears they love. So I put a little piece in there. You capture them, you take them off, and I'll talk about the whole process of what goes on. But this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So I actually set out one of the traps, and within a half hour, I look out the window, and I've got a chipmunk, and there is good old Ralph inside there. Well, I now pick up the trap, put it in the Joey B truck, and I am going to drive Ralph off to a nice, and let me tell you, where I actually take the chipmunks, it's just a beautiful woodland, rock walls, open fields next to it, and it's the perfect habitat away for them, away from my strawberry patch. So I load Ralph, I'm driving passenger seat, the floor right there. I've got the small, again, it's a tiny little trap because chipmunks are tiny little animals. And there's Ralph in there. I turn the corner off of my dead end and I am driving down the road and I go, I'd say maybe, I don't know, maybe 50 feet. Well, the trap door on the one side just pops open. Out comes Ralph. And Ralph is now running frantically through my truck. I am driving, or Ralph runs across my, literally, across my lap, boom, and down and under, and I'm sort of smiling, laughing, and going, oh, man. And so I drive up the road a spell, and there's a railroad track there, and I said, all right, I'll just open the door here, and I'll let the, you know, let Ralph out, and he can go free here, not quite as far, but their tracks are also a perfect place for, and not the actual tracks, but the it's a wooded area on both sides. Perfect place. Ralph can run free. So I open the doors, and I am now sitting there and hanging out. And Ralph is not coming out of my truck. I have the two doors open on the side of the railroad tracks. I am a good distance away, so he's not even going to see me. And Ralph is not coming out. And at this juncture, I'm supposed to be at my editor's with some of the Joey B TV stuff. We need to go through some of the editing process, and she's awesome at what she does. So I'm supposed to be there, and I'm going, all right, Ralph is not out. He ran on a sugar high through my truck, and now the doors are open, and he won't even take a step out, and I can't believe it. So I decide, well, I would close the doors and drive off to the editor's. And while I'm driving there, I'm thinking back to my grizzly bear research. And I was with the head scientist there in Grizzly Bear, and we're out in Montana, and we're in his pickup truck, and we're driving from one site to another site that we're going to go out and, you know, backpack up into the Rockies and do our research with the whole team. Well, we're driving there, and he says, you want some GORP? I go, yeah. So I pick up the bag, and there's some gorp falling out of the bottom of the bag. And I go, well, there's a hole in the bag. He goes, yeah, I eat from the top and Ralph eats from the bottom. I go, who's Ralph? He goes, yeah, I got a mouse living in my truck. I go, what? He goes, yeah, he lives in a truck and he just eats from the bottom. I eat from the top. That's fine. So that's where the name Ralph actually comes from. So I am letting you know that I am driving to the editors, pull into this town. I am now, no joke, at this key intersection and I'm at a traffic light and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden Ralph starts to go crazy again, running through the truck. And Ralph runs across the top of the seat, across the back of my neck and down the other side and he's gone. And it's a good thing. Again, it's sort of tickled. I mean, I have handled many animals. I guess I've handled many animals. The don't look now, you can go back to the tarantula on my back. And I listened to this one first. You might want to check that one out too. So, I mean, I've had him walk across my shoulders and back. So now Ralph is just running crazy. And I'm going, no, come on, come on. And the reason why I'm calling him Ralph is because I told you about the story there. But when I was doing my wolf research, you know, hey, many of you watch documentaries because you're listening to the Joey B. Outdoor stuff here. You'll watch documentaries and you're watching movies and they always name animals. Well, I'm going to let you know, as scientists, we don't name animals. So all that sort of is phony baloney stuff and it's just made for movie, just for your watching pleasure. We always give them numbers, research numbers, like wolf number 71. And the reason why we do that is we don't want to create an emotional attachment and say, well, there goes Fluffy the wolf and whatever you want to call him. So Ralph is the made-up name. I don't have a research number for him. So that's where that's coming from. So now I drive all the way over to my editor. I am in the parking lot. And I said, all right, let me do this. I know that I'm late already. I open up all four doors to my truck. And I am just hanging out there at a distance away. And I'm just hanging out. And Ralph will not come out of the truck. And I'm going, come on. And I'm just waiting for Ralph and waiting for Ralph. And no Ralph. And then I just said, all right, I see a stick in the parking lot. And I said, and again, for a safe thing, I'm not going to hurt Ralph. I said, let me just go like jiggle the clothes in the back. Let me go jiggle under the seats. And I'm jiggling and no Ralph. And I'm going, no way. Come on. So I close all four doors. I go into the editor. I am chatting with her, telling her it's a family business, and her dad is also there. And her dad is telling me that he's got squirrels in the attic. And I go, so trap them. He goes, oh, no, I really don't like animals. I'm going in. I said, well, so put up some safe traps. I said, I'll go release them. I said, I won't put them in my truck, but I'm joking with him. I said, I'll go release them for you. It's not a problem. And so he is giving that one some thought. So now it is time for me to leave, did all my editing stuff, go back to the parking lot, open up all four doors, and I hang out again. And I am telling you, Ralph will not come out of the truck. Hey, guy found a home, man, I guess. I have no idea. So wait about another half hour. So you can see that I'm spending a lot of quality time with Ralph today. Well, I close the doors to my truck. I'm driving away. And I said, let me drive off to that woodland exactly where I'm going to drop Ralph off. I said, this would be the perfect place. I open the doors. Ralph runs out. He's home in his new home, and he'd be happy as could be. You know, it's perfect because it's got rock walls, open fields. It's the perfect habitat for Ralph. Well, I open all four doors, and I am waiting, and I am waiting. And again, I'm at a distance, so I'm not trying to spook Ralph. He's not going to see me. And as you could probably figure out by now, Ralph does not come out. And I'm like, no, come on. Come on, Ralphie. Just leave me, man. Hey, no offense. We're close. But I just trying to get Ralph, so I could sing the song Born Free and he can go back there. So now I drive all the way back home. I back my truck into the garage. The same trap, I set it inside the truck in the passenger seat, the floor there, with a piece of pear inside of it. Because we already know that Ralph loves pears. And then I realized that with all the Cheerios that Gabby has dropped in the back of my truck, or like every time we're going on an adventure somewhere, we get up and I got a Ziploc bag of Cheerios because we're going off to kayak or bike or whatever we're going to do. So Gab's got some food right there next to her little kitty car seat. And obviously she has spilled quite a number because she and I joke about it all the time and I'm always cleaning up Cheerios. And then I said, you know what? Ralph's got enough Cheerios in that truck to last him a lifetime. I said, like, why would Ralph want to go out in the wild where there are lions and tigers and bears? Oh my. Or he could just stay in my truck with Cheerios and be set for life. So I pull the truck back out. I said, all right, it's in my driveway. My driveway is this huge driveway. So I pull it down and spell. I open two of the doors on the side where it just like runs into this, you know, beautiful grass. And I said, all right, Ralph could just run out and be free. Well, I open the doors. I go back in my home with this beautiful picture window. So I just said, I'll just sit here, check things out, and no Ralph. I mean, come on. Come on. So after a while, I just said, all right, let me go back to the woodlands. Because what else am I going to do? Ralph and his Cheerios are just hanging out, having fun. So I said, all right, back to the woodlands. So I close the door, drive away. I am now back with, drive all the way to the woodland, open fields, rock walls, perfect for Ralph. And as soon as I open the door, I am opening the door and there goes Ralph and out he goes. And I'm like, wow, this is great. I said, all I really had to do, I don't need live traps. I can now use my truck as a live trap. Well, that's going to work for Ralph from now on. But you see, at my home right now, I also have a larger live trap set for the groundhog because the groundhog mows down quite a number of my other plants. And I take him into a meadows, all the groundhogs by me, I take him to a meadows, another perfect habitat. But I just said, no. I said, here I am, visions, like you have visions of sugar plums dancing in your head. I got visions of the movie, and I'm not a big movie guy, but I know a little bit about it. I'm going, visions of Groundhog Day, where I'll be driving down the road, and there will be a groundhog with his paws on my steering wheel. And I'm going, no. So hopefully my next adventure will be a safe adventure for me. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.